Blog Talk Radio. The cards are a lion. Shall break every chain. Conquering lions shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Just grieve. All right.
Let me tell both of y'all something. It is so amazing that we were chosen for a certain period in time as a group of people, our group, to know certain knowledge at a certain period of time. We was born for this. We know this. Now, very funny that very few people have been taught Yahwehism and this name, Yah. What do it mean? What do the teaching concern? What does it teach? And where do the teaching come from? It's the oldest ancient teaching known to the human being. It is a new knowledge to mankind, and most of mankind don't know anything about this knowledge of Amun-Yah. Now, it is certain groups that is mankind that know this knowledge that we know right now. When they wrote, all books came from the East to the West, and someone in the West, which was the Zionist Jew, wrote in a book about this day and time and what the time period and what would happen is happened. That certain time period, this knowledge would be forgotten, but this knowledge would be reborn back, because they know how, they already knew how the knowledge came back into existence. Came back into existence through a subject that they named hematology, which is the study of blood. All human beings, which are Anunnakis, which came from the 19th galaxy, got cipher plus, cipher negative blood. That's how you identify a human being. The mankind, the subhuman being, named it O positive and O negative blood. A, B, and AB compound is the blood of a subhuman being. A subhuman being, these bloods right here got what you call antigen in it. A-N-I-G-E-N. This is what makes us, set us apart, Brother Drew, from the subhuman and the human being. Antigen, if you got an antigen, either one of them bloods that I just called out, then you have a virus in your blood that came from apes, meaning that you was once a beast man, an ape man, a Neanderthal. Now, they sang a song, I Know It Was the Blood and the Blood of Jesus. Well, see, when you got old blood, you have the blood of Amun-Yah, the original people that came from the 19th galaxy. Now, I find it very, very interesting that if you do have old type blood and you haven't disobeyed your dietary laws, then this old virus that they got that's out here now, it doesn't affect you. Meaning that if you have O-type blood, this virus that's going on right now more than likely will not affect you if your immune system is high. There are scientists that are saying that. Not old meatball, not me. There are scientists that are telling you that. Now, this is the reason that you had to know what type of food that goes into your immune system that's good for rebuilding your immune system when this subhuman being have taken you out of knowledge of who you were, Brother Drew, Sister Arlene. We at a certain period of time right now, we got to know and her up with it, all of this knowledge that's been held back from us because we didn't read. And I find it very right. interesting that our group has so much damn documentation and so much knowledge. Certain people, I have what I call my snipers, my hit squad out there, the people that run down. Now you and Sister Arlene, one of them hits what I call my snipers, that we research knowledge at this time, and then we share it with each other and whoever wanted to go research it, because we don't deal with nothing that ain't documentation. If it ain't documentation, then it's a bullshit conversation to us. But everything deals with the blood right now with this virus and your immune system, your dietary laws. So we're going to find out what's good for your immune system. Before we started, I still got some more stuff I got to get off my head. Sister sent me 2 videos this week, and I shared them with all of y'all. I didn't share this last one that she sent that made me realize something. See, we feel, once I hear something and look at something, I analyze it. This is just how fast Mama Yah works on my ass. I don't know how she work on the other one. She make me analyze this stuff right quick. And so I ask myself a question, that is, Drew, what am I seeing? And I got this from Sister Shana. She sent me a video. I've sent it to y'all. I sent them a link on YouTube about this virus. But it was some interesting things that this woman was saying in there about this virus, that the flu is worse than this virus. Most people have died from the flu. But what I'm going to ask Sister Arlene and Brother Drew is a question, and see, I want to ask you, with the knowledge that we have studied for over a period of years, you know, I always ask questions. What do you see? We're talking about the New World Order. For the New World Order, what do you see every government doing? What you see, Brother Drew? Every government is doing this. If you're thinking about it, what you see, I'm going to go to Sister Arlene now. Sister Arlene, what you see?
About the government, it seems like they're joining in this thing. They're coming together.
And I said they're sitting down in tunnels.
Okay. Now let's look at
panic
something.
And hysteria
right.
For control.
Right. The key word is control. So what we're looking at is not a pandemic, but we're looking at a worldwide government taking fully control over the citizens, just like it, where it said that executive order number 1100, but the citizens are being taken over everywhere in the world, and every place in the world has called martial law but the United States. We are in partial martial law. Now, when you see the National Guard come into the towns, we will soon be up on the full martial law, because America is the only country that ain't on board with world government. World government is Zionism. And then I just said a word there that don't, nobody that look like me and you know a damn thing about it. If you ain't sitting in Cohen in my class, nobody has introduced you to this knowledge. I'm sorry. I don't know of no other classes or no other people could tell me in a chronological order what is world government and have documentation on it. It's come out of a book. Everything I say come out of a book that a white man done wrote, and I got the book. that's for anybody to say, I know it sounds, this knowledge sounds damn funny, sounds like science fiction, but it ain't no damn science fiction. It came out of a book, The Protocol to Learn El Zion, 527 years old. All of this is in this book. If you done studied this book like I studied, our group of people have studied this book. You see worldwide takeover of the New World Order. It's just America is the one that's dragging its foot. It's the one that's behind because of two things, a Democratic Party and a Republican Party and political parties, period. That's the only thing that's dragging right now. You got to do away with these political parties that's creating all chaos and all hell on disagreeing with each other just for the simple reason for disagreeing. That's what's going on in America, the country of America now. So it has to be complete takeover of America. Without firing a shot, ain't nobody going to have, World War III has already started. And damn near at the end. Shit. Brother Truth. But it's already done started. See, without firing a shot, they going to take over America without firing a shot. In the protocol, they tell you that the young people, it'll come a time that the young people would ask for socialism, ask for complete government takeover. And what are you doing now? You're doing all this stuff been by design, by psychological warfare. That's the number one warfare that has been used on us. And then somebody look like us that's known as an African American, was known as an African American, psychological warfare is 100% on you. And it's 42 million African Americans in America. And so you can see how psychological warfare that you wouldn't understand this knowledge, you wouldn't know anything about this knowledge, because sister's going to read something that for 50 years they've been had a cure for a virus, even AIDS. AIDS is a virus, Ebola, all of that shit is a virus. There's been a cure for it. There's been a cure for it. But because we didn't read, we didn't know. And what's so damn bad about it, Brother Drew, it ain't been but 2 weeks after reading this book I know over 100 times. Fossilized Custom. Cohane and I taught out of it almost 2 straight years. Elder went and bought a whole stack of them for the class because you could get them on discount if you buy so many. We studied this, and how in the hell did I miss page number 60 in Sister's book? Because I got a new edition of Fourth Line, number 70, viruses. How did I miss viruses, mad cow disease? We're gonna talk about that, antibiotics and stuff. How did I miss this, Brother Drew? And I done read this damn book over 200 times, I know, but I missed it. But because I read on a constant basis, I picked up on it when it happened. I picked up on it 2 weeks ago. I picked up this knowledge of finding out. I already knew about Elder Berry, but I didn't know that they had came up. With a cure for all viruses was elderberry. They might have had an elderberry bush in the backyard. She made elderberry wine and elderberry jelly and jam every damn year. So the knowledge that we finna learn, and sister, let's see.
Yes, brother.
Start with antibiotics. No, I tell you what. Start with antibiotics and antiseptics. Read what that says right there.
Okay, antibiotics and antiseptics. To better care for this mud dog of death we live in, we should strive for proper nutrition, exercise, safety, and proper hygiene. Back in the late 1800s, a doctor named Joseph Lister revolutionized surgery with his study of antiseptics. Better than 50% of those patients who underwent surgery died of infections caused by the surgery itself. Joseph Lister succeeded in popularizing the idea of hand washing before surgery and the use of antiseptics such as alcohol. Cinnamon is an antiseptic too. Today,
hold
the mouthwash.
Hold it right there, sister. That's some information that most of us didn't know. Cinnamon is a antiseptic too. I just want some things. I'll stop you, sister, when some things that we need to soak in real good, because what you got in your, most people keep cinnamon, you know, but how many people know this? How many people? Okay, go ahead on, sister.
May I say something? I think there are two forms of cinnamon. There is the real cinnamon that has the full strength. It's usually
right.
More expensive than the cinnamon we get off the shelf.
Right.
So there is a difference.
Explain it to them. Explain it to everybody. That's what we're here. We're pumping knowledge. You got
okay.
Two kinds of cinnamon. I forgot about that. You're absolutely right. You got two kinds.
Okay,
and
today the mouth, I'm sorry, do you want to say something?
No, go ahead.
Okay, today the mouthwash Listerine bears its name. If you would like to have the use of your teeth for most of all your life, pre-rinse with a mouth full of Listerine full strength, then brush your teeth with a good anti-plaque fluoride toothpaste. Then rinse well. Always brush your teeth each night before bed, after breakfast, and especially immediately following candies, desserts, and gooey foods. Tooth decay occurs within the first 15 minutes of eating sweets and progresses rapidly. Soft drinks will cause you to lose every tooth in your head. Diet soft drinks with sugar substitutes contain a nerve toxin in their ingredient, aspartame, which when it reaches 86 degrees releases methanol. It is leaked to neurological damage, birth defects of every description, and seizures. The phenylalanine and aspartame breaks down the seizure threshold, and it depletes serotonin, causes manic depression, panic attack, rage, and violence. The mysterious Gulf War syndrome was no doubt caused by the thousands of pellets of diet drink sitting for weeks in 120 degrees Arabian heat. Our own bodies are 98.6 degrees. Well above the required 86 degrees that chemically changes aspartame. Men from the Civil War came home and produced children with no arms, brain damage, and they themselves had shaking seizure-like symptoms for months. Now you know why you can't cook with sugar substitutes. It becomes chemically altered by heat. It only seems sweet until it gets past our tongue, but it's deadly. Over 20 years ago, it was suspected to cause long-term memory damage. If you are on the Internet, search for aspartame disease. You don't have to believe me. The evidence is overwhelming.
Hold it right there, sister. Now, that is something that now that answers the problem to our grandchildren, Brother Drew, and our children and us. We didn't know nothing about this sugar, what it makes it do. And look how many deformed children that you got in existence now after the Gulf War that you didn't have back long time ago. I mean, when I was born. Look, these people know this stuff. This book is by a rabbi, Lee White. He is a rabbi that told the truth on the other rabbis. He's going to tell you about some rabbis. But he is the one that told you the truth on it, because what he said, we can see it. So we see the importance of not giving your children and grandchildren all of these suckers in cabinet. Okay, sister, read Mad Cow Disease.
Mad Cow's Disease. This deadly disease is caused by a molecular crystal which replicates itself much like rock candy does in a glass of sugar solution. It goes after the nervous system in animals and humans. Only this crystal is not sugar. It is a non-living crystalline molecule. It is an epidemic of a fatal brain disease called bovine spongiform encephalitis, a BSE. Animals which are only fed plants don't get it. But the cattle industry supplements the diet of the vegetarian animals with food pellets manufactured from waste product of other animals' bodies. This molecular crystal cannot be cooked out because it's not alive. Eating kosher ensures that you will not be exposed to such meat, nor will you receive the toxins contained in the blood or the antibiotics, steroids, and growth hormones, because the diet of the kosher animal is strictly controlled. Pigs are out of the question. Not only are they declared unclean to consume, but they will eat anything. And then it has scripture here. We'll look at Mark 7 and Acts 10 to see if we really can eat pig. You are what you eat. Something tells me you may not be relaxing during this intermission, but brace even more.
Go ahead on, sister.
Cure for viruses. Dr. Madeline Mankuoglu, during research at the Hebrew University Hadassah Medical Center in Jerusalem, has found the answer to the influenza virus and common cold. It is a syrup derived from the Sambuca nigra, better known as black elderberry. She calls it Sambucol. The man who discovered interferon, Dr. Gene Linderman, was the supervisor at the virology lab when Madeline was looking for a topic for her doctoral research. He suggested elderberries. They have possibilities, he said. In any case, I've got 10 kilos of them in my deep freezer. As viruses cannot replicate themselves outside of living cells, they have to invade cells to survive. If you can stop them from invading cells, you've defeated the disease. She said she tested the black elderberry protein against the influenza B virus first and discovered that they actually prevent the virus from invading the cell. The influenza virus invades cells by puncturing the cell wall with the tiny spikes of hemagglutinin that cover its surface. The active ingredient in the elderberry disarms the spikes, binds to them, thus stopping them from piercing the cell membrane. This was first discovered by Dr. Mankuoglu. Next, we found evidence that elderberry protein fights the influenza virus in another way, too. The viral spikes that are covered with the enzyme neuraminidase, which helps break down the cell walls. the elderberry inhibits the action of the enzyme. My guess is that we'll find that elderberry acts against viruses in other ways as well. Clinical trials has proven that this health food product actually works and requires no medical approval because it is not a drug. For example, in a study of patients with influenza, half were given 4 doses daily of Sambucol, the name given to the product, and half were given a placebo. Within 24 hours, the symptoms of 20% of the Sambucol patients had significantly improved: fever, cough, and muscle pain. After the second day, 735 declared themselves cured. Among the placebo group, only 16% were improved after 2 days, and it took most of them 6 more days to feel better again. Sambucol is more than a health food officially, but interest is snowballing all over the world. In Hadassah's virology lab, it has been seen to inhibit the AIDS virus, and encouraging results are being seen now against the herpes and the Epstein-Barr virus. You can probably find this product in any good health food store. And then he goes on to say, I stock it in lozenges form in my retail store, and the address is on page 2, and he says he sells it for $11 a bottle. I spent almost 2 years trying to get in touch with the supplier when it first came out so that people would have access to it. A friend of mine came down with chickenpox as an adult. It could have been fatal and severely damaging for him, and he was covered from head to toe with sores. 2 days later, after taking Sambucol, he not only was completely well, but had no signs of the sores. Another case involved a mother who had been suffering from flu for 3 months. She was getting worse in spite of antibiotics and the best medical care, and was about to be put in the hospital. She talked to my wife, Phyllis, and began taking Sambucol immediately. She was well in 2 days. How much money and suffering can be saved from not treating symptoms? Think of the lives to be saved, especially the fragile elderly, time lost from work, and so on. I've lost 2 close friends in their 70s over the years before this product was available, who both caught a flu and perished within 2 weeks from it. Once you've tried this product, you'll wonder why it isn't on the cover of every magazine. Why hasn't Madeline won a Nobel Prize? If you think about this, the answer will come to you. It upsets too many money-making endeavors, exactly like this book does. We discovered how cancer is caused by abrasion and damage at the cellular level. Nicotine and estrogen supplements cause cancer. Estrogen is named after the Babylonian Ishtar. Proto-cancer cells are in all of us from now on. We can only expect the incidence of cancer to increase. Currently, 2 out of every 5 people will develop cancer, sometimes during their lifetime. That's 40% of everybody, and only about half of those will survive the traditional therapy. I watched them die. That's why I'm telling you, avoid cheese, or at least treat it like you would chocolate, because it clogs your arteries and intestines, making the absorption of nutrients greatly reduced. Also, clots break free and block blood flow to the heart and brain. Buy a jug of cranberry juice every month and force yourself to drink it. It cleanses your system out. Now for a bit of more common news. During the relaxing intermission, it's nice to be able to go outside and breathe in some fresh air and gaze up into the peaceful universe above us. While we're doing that, let's consider the fifth planet called Jupiter. And that's the end of the article.
Could you go back to if you have counsel? You got that one?
Is that the title of the article?
Yeah, if you have counsel.
I mean, the section. Okay, yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
All right. If you have cancer. Find a health food store and buy a tea called Four Essence. Get it fast and use it. Waiting too long or trying it after the point of no return, like after chemotherapy, has destroyed your ability to recover, makes it useless. Not using it after being told about it doesn't help either. Every hour counts without it in your body. For some reason, the mutant cells respond to it, and the message to self-destruct begins to work. Cancerous tentacles recede, and the tumors shrink away. Skin cancer fades away to nothing. If it's used as directed as early as possible, you will absolutely not believe what 3 to 6 months will do. Find it on the internet. I have it in my store and have used it for skin cancer caused by the sun. Personally, you cannot even tell the cancer was ever there. I've seen that article.
You seen it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's dinner. Well, we have been enlightened. We're going to do this again because you have to do something 3 or 4 times. Big Mama say you have to read a book 50 times. She got had a book that said if you read a book 50 times and then write down and chart it out and do certain things, I've posted it on my Facebook, then that's when you would almost remember the book, memorize the book. It wouldn't be too much that you didn't memorize. So I know that we need to go back over this again because the name of that tea was called FLORSN. That was the name of the tea. You need to Google elderberry, and I'm going to tell y'all right now, it's sold out, and she's waiting on the supply. She don't know when it's coming. And I went to Cox, and they had some for $26 a bottle. And I know now, since the complete takeover of all governments, that it's going to be hard that when you order something and it gets shipped to you, it's taking quite a while right now.
Can I say something? Okay, when you get this elderberry tea, you want to be sure and get Sambucol, the C-O-L at the end, S-A-M-B-U-C-O-L, because if you get Sambuca, C-U-S at the end, it's been standardized, so that means that it's been processed and chemically extracted, and so therefore it can't claim to be antiviral. So make sure it's S-A-M-B-U-C-O-L. And a word about this Floor Essence. I know a brother who used this. He had throat cancer, and his cancer went into remission.
And so all of this knowledge, we don't know anything about it. but we coming into the knowledge, Brother Drew. We're coming. Some of us is coming into the knowledge of this, and we need to know the key is your dietary laws. The Christians
right.
live up under grace from the law. They live up, only one religion live up under Christianity, live under grace from the law. They eat anything and everything. They eat the food of the reptilian, which the subhuman. They eat all of his foods. That's the reason the subhuman, being his food, has created the chaos that's in you now. That's why we have all of these diseases and stuff. And I noticed when Sister said about this mad cow disease, I know for a fact, I had agriculture in school. Before you killed a cow back in the day. You pen that cow up for 3 months, you give him corn and quinine water. You give him water with quinine. You used to buy quinine at the grocery store. You got to have a prescription for it now, I think. But they fed him quinine, Grandpa and them did, and great-grandpa and Big Mama and Grandma. They fed all the animals this. They pinned them up for 3 months before they would kill them and eat them. They had certain periods in September after the first frost is when they would kill the hogs that they had pinned up, and then they would smoke them, purify the meat. It ain't done that way. Now you got steroids and everything. That's what they were saying. And I'm so glad that this rabbi told about the other rabbis. They say, hell, when you go buy kosher beef, and it says kosher on it from these certain rabbis, it's not kosher because they don't care what they feed their animals. And I done ran into someone like that because I'd go to some place where they sell kosher and halal. The Muslims sell halal. And you can tell if they killed that animal right or ain't killed that animal wrong. It's a certain method of killing an animal. You can't kill an animal while he's excited because all of that blood will go into his meat and that energy of that animal will go into you. That's why you weren't supposed to eat animals. You're supposed to be a vegetarian. If you would eat vegetables, vegetables don't have cancer. You never would have had cancer if you had never ate meat. All your books of knowledge was told to you, but we didn't know anything about it because we couldn't read this language. We're just now learning how to read. Reading is comprehension. We're just now learning how to read, really. And anybody, how in the hell this about elderberry juice, but I, like this man said, it's been snowballed in every nation. You know why they don't want you to know this? He didn't say it. He said certain money people, pharmaceutical. What would this do to the pharmaceutical business? It would be elderberry juice, and you can grow the damn trees. There's plenty of them in Crockett. Plenty of families got them. Poke over my cousin, he cut Big Mama's down when he was clearing our land and stuff. Didn't know what he forgot, got what he was cutting down. When he cut the pear apple tree down, he forgot what he was cutting down. He forgot what I.P. Williams had taught us and we had planted. He forgot. That's what I told him. You forgot, man. Shit, I appreciate it. What you're doing, clearing the land, clearing Big Mama's house up, but it was certain trees that, hell, you know what these damn trees were. Hell, you, your ass was at Big Mama's house as much as I was. Shit. You know, and I mean, those trees are gone. But if some families down there, I'm going to call my cousin them and see how that, because if we get the wild elderberries, you can grow these trees. I don't know how long it takes for a bush to start growing. I'm going to get my sister on it and get her. My sister, she's retired. She's growing everything that Big Mama has. She got 35 acres. And she's growing everything Big Mama had, she said. Because she said Big Mama, she was both grandmothers, she was in the garden with them every this time of the year. They started planting. But, Brother Drew, I think that we have learned and been well educated on this lesson here today. We're going to have to do it again.
Right.
So it soak in, you know. But get you some elderberry syrup. This elderberry syrup is concentrated. Get you some sea moss and build your immune system up. It is very imperative. Now, most colored people got old type blood or old negative. Now, I know that if you ain't been in the military, you damn near don't know what your blood type is, and you look like me and you. And I talked to Sister Shahada, and she told me that her doctor wouldn't even tell her to go somewhere to give blood or something, wouldn't even give her her blood type. They draw blood from you every damn time you go to the doctor, and he can't give you. But your blood type, that's ludicrous. But however you can get the type of your blood, please do that if you're listening to me now. Know your blood type. You've got to, in case of emergency. That's why they had it on our dog tags, so they wouldn't have to go running testing your blood while you're bleeding to death. They know what blood to give you. But now they found out they can use old blood, Brother Drew. They can use ours. It mixed with anything. And because and see, Brother Drew, that's another thing. If we would have studied hematology, the blood, then we would know. See, it clearly tell you that the Rh factor, which is monkey blood, is in the people that have A, B, and AB compound. The people that have O positive and O negative don't have this virus in it. And this antigen is a virus. Well, that virus was who? The Martians that conquered the fast children 50,000 years ago and mixed their seed with them. The story is told to you in the sixth chapter of Genesis when the gods, in all Germanic race of people, meaning all white people, are gods. They are the children of the gods that came down that you read about in the sixth chapter and got them from Poontang, from Japheth women, and created children, which turned into a Neanderthal, and then they went through an evolution of evolving into present-day status. But the old constitution said that we were them. They always told us we were the one had eight blood, especially if you were my age. They say we were one-third human. That was in the old constitution, and I guess y'all all know that as we speak right now, we are upon a new constitution. They haven't told you about it. See, your ears finna hear something that you ain't seen, Brother Drew. We up under a Republican constitution, and a Republican constitution only have one political party, and it's called the Federal. We are not up under a Republic constitution anymore, which carries political parties with it. We are not up under a constitution where the government don't have complete control over everything. The Republican constitution means that the government controls everything. We are under federal control as we speak. George Bush Sr. was the first Illuminati president. The Great Seal of the United States was the Great Seal of the Illuminati before Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson made it. This country is headquarters. We know this. They wrote this in a book. They told us about it. We got the book that they wrote it in. We are upon a Republican constitution. Why you think the government is sending you credits? It ain't sending you no damn money, sending you $1,000 credit, because you're going to credits and debit. Money got germs on it, they say. So we finna do away with money. Brother Drew, we've been talking about this all the time. Go off and Google money in Venezuela and see how the dollar bill gonna look. or about two or three, I'm saying two years from less than 2 years from now. Because everything is based on 2 years, because they tell me, sent me a message that it's 2 years, because they tell me that they ain't going to have the serum for the virus until 2 years, and they've been had it since 2012. Common sense tell me, me and Brother Drew and Sister Ali, that the only way that Tim Young can walk in Wuhan with no protective gear on, and everybody in his entourage got masks and looked like something from outer space, he walked around shaking hands with people, he got the vaccine. Trump got the vaccine. He's shaking hands with whoever he wants to. He ain't worried about nothing. The elite, which is the aristocrats, which starts all nations of people, they already got their shot. They already know it's coming. Every decade, 2020 to 2030 is a decade. What did they say that they need to be done in 2030, Brother Drew? We got to depopulate. That's what they said. And so that's what we're going through now. We're going to be depopulated. So the strong that survives is the one with a strong immune system. We know that now. We know that now. So how very important it is to change your eating habits, get rid of your dog and cat, quit letting them lick on your grandbabies and grandchildren, and they run around with these dogs and cats, because that's what's going to destroy you. And I'm going to sit back and watch a bunch of people die. And I'm going to start singing to the black clouds. You know the black clouds all this week, Brother Drew? I've been singing like a hymnal.
Oh, okay. That's you doing that. I got you.
Every morning I go out to the lake. I go out to the water. And I sing my song to Amanya about the black clouds. And boy, in them days I seen the black clouds, and the black clouds come, boy, I can write. When the black clouds come, I can see.
I have
now,
a question,
that's me,
brother.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Under certain conditions, can the president suspend, like, future elections and remain in office under certain conditions in the country?
Yeah. The federal arrester, go Google federal arrester. If you're on my blog talk, Facebook, I already done posted it up there, the federal arrester. The federal arrester carries with it 12 executive orders. The last executive order that hadn't been fulfilled was that the government take over control of the civilian workforce. I'm going to say that again. The government takes over control of the civilian workforce. Well, what has the government did?
That's my point. my point.
Huh? Well, what has it did? So the next thing coming would be what? The federal arrester.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do the federal arresters say? It says that the president, one man, the president, can declare a national emergency, not a state emergency, what we're in now, but a national emergency where every state is, and he the man, meaning that the New World Order, Trump will be the second president of the New World Order, which is nothing but the old world order, meaning that each state will become a country when it was first. You understand what's going to happen? You ain't seen it yet, you just hearing it. When it happens, say, whoop, meatball, that crazy ass meatball told me that shit. So, but this is you can see it. It's just, it's working its jelly. That book is 527 years old, the Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion. Everybody in my class got one, and we know we done studied the hell out of it, and some of y'all done forgot, Sister Arlene, Brother Drew. some of the students done forgot what was in that book, but I kept on reading that book. But y'all got that book. Y'all go back and read that book. Holler at me, and I'll tell you where to read to pull you up to date. It tell you in protocol number 7 that they would bring the guns of China on you. The guns of China is on you. They say you break you economic. And I'm going to tell you what they said. They said that the school teacher, this is why you go into online schooling, was getting paid and wasn't teaching nobody a goddamn thing. They say that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party work 106 days and get paid for 360 days, and they're all millionaires. We don't need their ass no more. This is what the protocol says. We only need one man in charge of the federal. This is what's going down. And I've told you, don't believe a damn thing that I say. Just do the research. You will wait and see that what I'm telling you will come into existence. But the key now is your immune system. And don't worry about nothing, because like I've told everybody, if you work for the government or get paid by the government like I do, Sister Arlie, I don't know if you're getting paid by the government now, but you retired. But if you ain't got shit to worry about. Because everything be government controlled. And you got, this is a new way that's been, that most of the people in America ain't going, it's going to be hard to break them, but they're going to get broke. And I tell you, everybody, go up. It's 15 people that's living right now. They've made a doctrine, a documentary of the Kent State shooting. What happened that day? You got 15 survivors. They made a movie. They run it on TBS at 3 o'clock in the morning. This is what's on there, Brother Drew. But when that man said, when you call the National Guards into your town, this is what you get. And they showed what happened at Kent State. It don't take but one fool with a gun to shoot, and everybody else will start shooting without being commanded to shoot. It don't take but one. It don't take but one scared-ass soldier scared of you and a mob out there routing, to shoot. You ain't got no guns, and all this, everybody starts shooting. That was one thing that man said, that's why you don't need the National Guard in your hometown. Now, do you understand what he was saying, Brother Drew and Sister Arlene? It don't take but one fool to pull the trigger, and everybody starts shooting. And here you is, ain't got nothing in there. They got 30-round clips. No telling. And the firepower that the National Guard got now is 10 times more powerful than the firepower them guns that they had back in at Kent State in 72. So I hope you have learned something. We're going to go back over this lecture again. And I would say, Shema Yahawadah, Yah Aliyah Ita Tamari Yah. Next week, Brother Drew.
Tamari Yah.
Yah Tamari Yah.